The leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Mike Nesbitt. Sir Alistair Graham, former chair of the Committee on Standards and Public Life, has called for this process to now stop. He says there are conflicts of interest built into it. He said there needs to be a root and branch review of arrangements that they have in place. And he has described some of these processes as absurd. What's your reaction to this?
Well, Stephen, my reaction is the same as when I last spoke to you. The executive is enveloped in a number of scandals. The Social Investment Fund is but one. There's also the Renewable Heat Incentive and NAMA. In terms of the Social Investment Fund, the proposals were published in September 2011. And if you go on the internet, you will see the Ulster Unionist Party published a reaction, and I'll quote you one line from it. And it was about our concerns and our specific concern that OFM-DFM would be solely in charge of identifying groups and individuals for membership of the steering groups, and we said this perpetuates the feeling that the SIF is a DUP Sinn Féin slush fund. And nothing that has happened since convinces us otherwise. The process was deeply flawed. The principle of spending £80 million tackling poverty, we approved. We supported. £40 million on physical dereliction, £40 million on people suffering deprivation, we supported. But the money was supposed to be spent in the last mandate, and only about £3 or £4 million of that.
If the process was deeply flawed, why did your party continue to sit on the steering groups?
Because what you do...
Why didn't you put your hand up and say, we can't have anything to do with this?
What you do when you're a small party is you try and use whatever influence you have. You don't simply walk away first time. What I will do for you is I will gather up those members of the party who sat on the various steering groups, and I would like to have a debrief with them at this point. The last question I asked about these steering groups of the executive office was, please supply me a list of who attended which meetings over the years. And I got the answer this week. We don't hold that information. So they don't even know who turned up for which meeting. They don't know who turned up for which meeting. Last time I challenged the Deputy First Minister on the floor of the Assembly, he started quoting membership of the East Belfast SIF. I was looking at my smartphone at a list on their website of the membership of the East Belfast SIF advisory panel, and the names were different from the ones Martin McGuinness was quoting me. This is a terrible mess.
But I go back to it again. You've questioned the answer as to why your party have sat on these steering groups.
And I think that's...
And you haven't been screaming about it. You haven't been screaming, this is wrong, this is bad, we are resigning, we're not turning up because it's so bad. So there must be a take from the public that you thought it was okay enough to be part of it.
I think we have a question to answer. And I'm guaranteeing you that my reaction to that is to ask every member of the party who has sat at any time on any of those advisory panels to come to a meeting and we'll debrief. And if we made mistakes or we failed to put our hand up, I will say so.
Do you agree with Sir Alistair Graham that this process now needs to stop immediately and have a root and branch review?
I think there needs to be a root and branch review, and I think it is so serious that we need an external body like the National Audit Office to come in and to take a look. And there is a precedent within Fresh Start, because in terms of finances, of course, the government said they were going to legislate to make it illegal for the Northern Ireland Executive to pass a budget that wasn't balanced. And they're bringing in the equivalent of the budget.
Okay, Mike Nesbitt, thank you.